Welcome to Tori Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, chapter 42. In the last parak, Yishmael assassinated Gedaliah, the men who were with him and the Chaldean soldiers protecting him. Yishmael then killed 70 out of the 80 men traveling from Shomron to Shalayim and threw them into a pit and left the 10 survivors. He took the people of Mitzpah captive to bring them to Bnei Amon. Yochanan ben Kareach saves the people, moves closer to the border with Mitzrayim to prepare to travel there. In this parak, the officers and the people come to Yirmiyahu to ask him to show them what to do now, and they say they will listen to him. After 10 days, Hashem tells them to stay in the land and not to go down to Mitzrayim. If they stay in the land, it will be good, and if they go down to Mitzrayim, they will be killed by the king of Babel there. The parak begins first with all the officers of the men, including Yochanan ben Kareach and Yizaniah ben Hoshaya and the nation, coming to Yirmiyahu for advice. Rav Breuer looks at the pasuk and sees within it some of where things will break down. Who is the leader? Is each band by themselves with the person who is in charge of their group? If Yochanan is in charge, why is he going with Yizaniah? They say to him, Tipol na tichinasi lifanecha. Let our supplications come before you. Vispalel ba'adenu el Hashem el Kecha, and pray for us to Hashem your God, ad kol hasheres hazos, for all of this remnant. They call Hashem your God, not our God, which is already establishing how they are feeling. The Das Sofrim explains what is this goal of the prayer. Prayer is the act of admitting that one is not in charge and can't do anything on his own. This attitude brings a person closer to Hashem. They are asking Yirmiyahu to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time. They continue, verse 2, Ki nisharnu ma'at meharbei kasher einecha ra'us osanu. We are only a few left from so many, and we are only as many as you see now. They don't ask for help because they are righteous, or have done mitzvos, or have done tshuva. They are saying Hashem should just save them in the merit of their being the last ones around. They ask Yirmiyahu for Hashem's guidance, verse 3, Vayaged lanu Hashem Elokecha, esaderech asher nilech ba, vesadavar asher naaseh, that Hashem your God should tell us the way to go and the thing that we should do. The Malbim says that if you read the question carefully, they are not asking whether or not they should go to Mitzrayim. They have decided they need to go. They want instructions which way to go and how to be saved from being killed when they are there. Yirmiyahu turns to them and says he hears their request, and he will daven for them like they ask. However, he won't edit what Hashem responds. Verse 4, V'haya kol hadaver asher ya'aneh Hashem eschem, and it will be whatever Hashem answers you, agid lachem, I'll tell you, lo emna mikem davar, I'm not going to keep anything back from you. Yirmiyahu is going to say what Hashem tells him, even if it goes against what they had asked him. They respond enthusiastically. Verse 5, Yihi Hashem banu le'ed emes v'ne'eman. Hashem should be a true and faithful witness against us. Imlo, kechol hadavar asher yishlachacha Hashem elkecha eleinu, kein aseh. If we do not do whatever Hashem your God says to us, that's what we will do. They obligated themselves to listen to Yirmiyahu, whether they agreed with the message or not. Verse 6, they start to accept Hashem upon themselves. They say that they will listen to Hashem, im tov v'imra, for the good or bad. If Hashem tells them to live in Israel, which is bad in their opinion, they will listen to Hashem. What they think that is bad is really good, because listening to Hashem is the true good. They say they will listen, b'kol Hashem elokeinu, to the voice of Hashem our God. They have transitioned to calling Hashem your God and have accepted upon themselves that Hashem still cares about them and is taking care of them. They will listen, Leman Asher Yitav Lanu, that it may be good for us. The ultimate good comes when a person listens to what Hashem wants, even if it goes against their own logic. It seems that the people have really taken the message of the Chorban to heart. They understand that everything Hashem does is for the good, and their logic is not supreme. But after 10 days, Hashem speaks to Yirmiyahu. The Arbar Bernel says that this was the 10 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yochanan fought with Yishmael during the days after Gedaliah was killed in Rosh Hashanah, and when he won, he asked Yirmiyahu to daven for him. Yirmiyahu davened and was answered on Yom Kippur. The Abarbanel says that there was not a long break between the request and the response. The request came in Yom Kippur and he was answered then. Yirmiyahu calls to Yochanan, all the soldiers and all the nation, with the answer, and he gives Yochanan great respect. He reminds them that they sent him to Hashem. Hashem answers differently than they had expected. They should stay in Eretz Yisrael, and if they do, verse 10, Uvanisi eschem v'lo eheros, v'natati eschem v'lo etosh, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up. They will reestablish the kingdom, and Hashem won't do anything bad to them again. There is once again hope and potential for a positive ending. The goals of Nevuah and Gullus stated in Perek Aleph, chapter 1, which was to get rid of their negative habits and behaviors and to atone for all the sins over the generations, has now been realized, and so Hashem can rebuild the nation. Hashem tells them they do not need to be afraid of the king of Babel, who they are so fearful from. Verse 11, Ki itchem ani loshia eschem ulahatzil eschem yado, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. They do not need to be afraid that Nebuchadnezzar will avenge Gedaliah's death, and they do not need to be afraid that he will now turn them into slaves as punishment. Hashem will save them and have mercy on the land of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar had been given power for a time, and now that time has passed. Verse 12, V'atein lecha rachamim v'richam eschem, and I will grant you compassion that he may have compassion on you. Not only will Nebuchadnezzar not hurt you, he will lower the taxes and the work, v'yishiv eschem el admaschem, and cause you to return to your own land. The exiles from your nation to Babel will be able to come back to their land, and you will not be working for somebody else. This land will be yours. You will own it. But Hashem then warns them that if they say they will not live there and not listen to Hashem, if they decide they want to specifically leave Hashem, which implies that they don't want to be under Hashem's watch and they want more freedom, or if they specifically want to settle in Mitzrayim where Hashem told them in the Torah not to settle, verse 14, because Asher lo nirav milchama, v'kol shofar lo nishma, v'alechem lo nirav, because that is a place where there's not going to be any war and they're not going to hear any shofar and they're not going to be hungry for bread, which has been happening in the lands of Israel for generations, then the result will be, verse 15, Ko amar Hashem tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. Once again, using the name of Hashem, who controls nature and has consequences for those who want to go to settle in Mitzrayim. Verse 16, the very thing that they fear, this sword, Shem tasigeth cheberis Mitzrayim, it will overtake you in the land of Egypt. And the famine that they are so worried about, Shem yidbak acharechem Mitzrayim v'shem tamusu, it will overtake you in the land of Egypt, and there you will die. Yirmiyahu continues with a terrible nevuah. All who decide to go to Mitzrayim, lagor sham yamusu, to live there will die. Bacherev, bara'av, uvadaver. Once again, saying the three deaths that we have seen so often in the Sefer Yirmiyahu, with a sword, with a famine, and with pestilence. And even more than that, lo yelahem sarid upalit mipnei hara asher ani mevi alehem. None of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. Even after the Charban, which Hashem had decreed, that there would be cherev, ra'av, and dever, that there would be sword, famine, and pestilence, that we saw that some people escaped. In war, that happens. There are people, most of the people may get killed, but there are going to be some people who by some miracle find ways to escape. Here, there is a special hashkacha. Hashem will make sure every person will be killed. Yirmiyahu continues in verse 18. Just like Hashem poured out his anger on those in Yerushalayim, Kein titach hamasi aleichem bevoachem Mitzrayim, so will my fury be poured forth on you when you enter Egypt. Just like there was a special hashkacha, a special providence into how Yerushalayim was destroyed, this will happen also to those who go to Mitzrayim. And just like the results were source of shock and curses, where people would curse people and say, you should be like Yerushalayim, V'hisem la'Allah l'shama l'klala l'cherpa. You'll be for an oath and a bewilderment and a curse and a reproach. V'losir od es hamakom hazeh. And you won't see this place. You won't see Israel anymore. there will be 52 years where the land of Israel will sit desolate. Yirmiyahu tells them, before this point, you were acting b'shogeg, unintentionally. Now that you have an answer, you are purposely rebelling against Hashem. She'eris Yehuda, the remnant of Yehuda, don't go and know the consequence as well. Verse 20, Hiseisem b'nafsho seichem. You are deceiving your own souls. Yirmiyahu reminds them that they came to him to ask him for advice. They sent him to talk to Hashem. They said they would listen, but they should have known themselves that they would not listen. Yirmiyahu concludes with the warning that since they didn't listen, they should know that they will die in the very place where they are going. In this parak, Yochanan and all the people come to Yirmiyahu to find out what their next steps should be. They claim that they will listen to Yirmiyahu no matter what. Yirmiyahu davens to Hashem, and he tells them the two choices they have. If they stay, then they would have sovereignty, and the exiles could return. If they leave, they will be decimated. The Me'am Loes discusses a powerful lesson. How could these people fool themselves and promise Yirmiyahu that they would listen when they really were not going to? Everything Yirmiyahu said had happened. They should have known they were playing with fire. The Me'am Loes says that for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, all the people could think about was that they wanted to serve Hashem. And so they asked Yirmiyahu to daven for them to Hashem. But then Yom Kippur passed. Their inspiration abated, and they went back to their foolish ways. This is a question we must ask ourselves. There are times when we are inspired and realize the truth, but then that time of clarity fades and we return to our old habits and our old thought patterns. How can we grow and change in a way that is self-aware and honest? How can we make changes that can last? There are no easy answers. One thing to realize is that we need to ask Hashem for help ourselves. We cannot fight ourselves, and we need Hashem's help to battle the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is too strong for us to fight alone. We need to turn to Hashem when we want to change and ask Him to inspire us and protect us as we make these changes. We can't go to great rabbis and ask them to daven for us unless we ourselves create that relationship and ask for Hashem's help first. When we daven and ask Hashem for help, we can make changes, small changes, so that whatever we do will be honest and will be self-aware, and we can continue to grow and become better and better. Thank you for studying together. Me'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.